This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
You know, one of the benefits of having some of the contributors, Ramya, co-host the show, they get so used to all the ins and outs, the things that we get them that they have to do, you know, coming back from breaks and understanding the timing sequence when it's okay, I got to make this the last question, how to extra and intro segments and all that kind of stuff. So in other words, they make life so much like easier. And in other words, so Rummy and I can put the feet up and let them go to work. Let's bring Danielle McLaughlin onto the program for our Know Your Rights segment. Well, Danielle,
questions that can't be answered by a simple yes or no. Join me, Danielle McLaughlin, when we talk about how freedoms collide on Know Your Rights.
It was called scrambling. Poor Sam in the background, they're scrambling for. Oh, yeah. Danielle, we get today to know even more about what goes on in the background of Know Your Rights. And
that's
love when we have a chance for this particular segment, because somebody who does a lot of work for the program that we really don't get to meet too often, we get to have hear you guys have a really interesting and informative discussion.
Well, I'm really happy today that we have with us Justin Bulich, who is this year's Pro Bono Students Canada volunteer researcher for the weekly Know Your Rights segment. Hello, Justin. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's very exciting because, you know, Justin is kind of our secret weapon.
You bet.
My old boss, the late Alan Borvoy, used to make a statement and then he would have student researchers run around and say, now prove me right. And I'm not quite as bad as he is, but Justin has been entirely wonderful at coming up with some really good references and some opinions on what we've been talking about over the last few weeks since the beginning of the term. Justin is a first-year law student at Osgoode. And Justin, what made you decide to volunteer to help us with the research for Kelly and Company?
Well, first of all, I thought it would be great to get out, get some real, more practical experience than the very limited sort of virtual classroom approach that I've been having with law school so far. And I thought that legal research would be a great way to do it because, well, I don't have a whole lot of experience with the law, just a first year student, but I do have some background in researching in my undergrad university stuff. And it seemed like a pretty stable, regular, I can do it, something for you just about every week. And the Know Your Rights is great. It's real exciting for me. I love looking into human rights stuff and disability rights, and it's the Canadian context and just sort of learning how to navigate this weird web of laws that we live in.
It really can be awfully weird. And you've got the whole issue of comparing it, you know, what they're doing in the States to what we're doing here, and that becomes highly complex. And but disability rights, of course, often the focus of our Know Your Rights segments. Have you always been interested in disability rights?
No, I guess that's actually a relatively recent thing for me. And even interest in human rights and rights in general issues is pretty new for me. I came at it starting from a labor rights, workers' rights perspective, mostly because I had some real bad summer jobs, just some real awful bosses, and this really kind of set me on the path to law school, just thinking, well, someone's got to stand up and do some work. And over the past, especially in the beginning of the pandemic, was sort of when I shifted gears to looking into disability rights. I did some volunteer work with CNIB Halifax while I live there. So shout out to Jerry if he's listening, but I know you like your classic rock stuff, Jerry, so he might not be on. And shout out to Jeff, who was my coordinator when I was there.
These are people you worked with at CNIB.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would suggest that the best revenge for a lousy boss is learning something about the law. So good for you. We totally approve of that, nonviolent, and you end up doing something that could help other people too. So that's great. I know, you know, as some of the listeners know, and certainly Kelly and Ramya do, that I spent close to 30 years with the Canadian Civil Liberties Association. And I think I may have done it out of a sense of revenge too. So, you know, nothing wrong with that at all. I know that since the fall, we've been talking about a pretty wide variety of issues, trying to steer clear of COVID being the one and only issue that you know, brings up people's rights and freedoms. But of the issues that you've done research on for this Know Your Rights program, have you had any favorites? What has been most interesting to you, Justin?
It's really hard to think of one because we have been a really wide, cut a real wide swath through all sorts of issues that we've been researching. And there's a lot of them that have been fascinating, and I just get to learn stuff that I wouldn't have even thought of researching otherwise. One of the most interesting ones, though, to me was with the publication bans and the freedom of the press and this open court system in Canada, where it's, you know, sometimes it's more of an open court system in theory, but the press and the public can't really know too much of what goes on when those doors close. So that's been a really interesting thing to take a look at.
Yeah, I guess we've looked at publication bans in different ways. And I think a lot of people are kind of shocked to find that, you know, what they thought was a free and open society may not be as free and open as they had thought would be. So, you know, it's good to know. I guess, do you think that any of what you've learned doing research for this program will assist you in your future studies as a lawyer?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there has been stuff that I learned very early on, just starting research in the program with you and with Jonathan, who is my sort of lawyer mentor for this part of the program, that came up later in classes in the term, where I just felt that I would have had a really hard time understanding it if that were the first I had come across it. But since I had gone through it, experienced it, mostly to deal with sort of navigating these legal databases, which are sure hard to do, even if you have access to them. And I mean, a couple of them are expensive and out of reach for most people who don't have a university subscription to that.
Yeah, I have to say that one of the secrets that you bring to our work is your access to databases that we, you know, that lay people can't necessarily get access to. So that as a law student, you can get hold of a whole bunch of really interesting ways of finding data and cases and things like that. And I would like to also mention Jonathan Bitran, who is also a behind-the-scenes person. Maybe we should interview him on air one day. Each of the law students that I've had the wonderful joy of working with has had to have a supervisor who's a lawyer. As I like to say, sometimes I'm not a lawyer, but I speak lawyer. And so I understand lawyers, but I do not have the qualifications to supervise a law student. So everything Justin does has to be passed by Jonathan, who is a wonderful and very knowledgeable lawyer in corporate law, but he also knows how to find things that might be very difficult for either of us to find if we didn't have Jonathan on board too. So, you know, all my secrets are being revealed today. you think I know things, but I just know people who know things. So that's almost as good, not quite perhaps. When you were doing some research on prisoners' rights that we were discussing, was that your first notion of you know, what happens to people once they have been convicted and they're incarcerated? Or had you had experience or you know, had you been reading about that sort of situation as well?
I mean, I've sort of brushed up against it, mostly just in my personal life and hearing people's stories. It's really something that you don't get a whole lot of access to in law school, even when you're talking about criminal cases. It's talking about the court process, and there's very little discussion of what goes on from there. So looking into this case of prisoners and what prisoners' rights are and should be and how they are actually treated is a really fascinating look at a piece of the legal system that really, I think, doesn't get brought up enough to law students otherwise.
Yeah, I think you're right. There are often, you know, people often think that once you're convicted of something, they, you know, they put you in a box and no one ever hears from you again. And I think that the fact that there are people who have disabilities who are, you know, incarcerated creates a complexity that we don't often spend much time thinking about. And I think it's very important that we're aware of many different aspects of our community, and that includes people who have been convicted of crimes and people who are incarcerated. And, you know, we have a whole gamut of people who have rights. And, you know, I don't know if most people think about the fact that even if you're in jail, you still have rights. And I think that, you know, sometimes even first year law students aren't aware that there is a really important issue with, you know, how do we protect the rights of people who have lost a lot of their rights because of the court system. Is that something that you think you might want to follow up on later in life?
It's hard to know at this moment, right? I am very interested in the legal aspects of practicing law that are outside the courtroom. And I know there's been a push in recent years towards looking at more equitable results and sort of separating up the sentencing part of the courtroom process. So I think partly it's too early to know, and partly it's hard at this point for anything that involves a courtroom or the sentencing process so heavily, because it's all remote. There's a real move towards that, and done some sort of practice litigating. And it's really uncomfortable over Zoom, I would have to say.
Yeah, I think that the fact that we are looking at courts that are remote, in the view of some people, it's really a disadvantage. And yet in the view of other people, particularly people who live with disabilities, it might be an enormous advantage not to have to, you know, find ways to get to court and find ways to get back again. So, you know, it's a complex issue for sure. Did you ever think that you would be going to law school online?
Well, when I wrote the law school admissions test, once I got to that point, it was pretty clear that I would be at least starting online. But even at that point, I didn't expect it to be lasting this long. I feel like I'm really losing out on a big part of law school.
Do you?
It's hard to form relationships. And there's all these, well, maybe I'm giving away a few law school secrets here, but there's a lot of emphasis on community that seems to be there. Like upper year students are kind of expected to share their exam notes from the past years. And it seems like there's a real sense of community that is fostered that is just really hard to form when we're all sitting at a computer and, you know, many of us are not even in the same city.
Yeah. I know you're going to law school in Toronto, but are you physically in Toronto?
I am physically in Toronto. I think the majority of my classmates also are physically in Toronto, but certainly not all.
Yeah. Yeah, considering that you know, lawyers are licensed by the province that they're in. I think it's kind of interesting when you find out that there are people who are going to law school in one province and living in another province that, you know, where the jurisdictional issues may be different. Is that something that any of your colleagues have mentioned?
What they've mentioned more is sort of the difficulty of moving between provinces at this time.
Right.
And, further down the line, it's really a significant process to be able to transfer from one jurisdiction to another, even within Canada.
Yeah.
So I think that's maybe a worry down the line, but things are just in such upheaval right now that in the moment, I think people are just living with it, dealing with it however they can.
For sure. Now, Justin, do you know what sort of law you would like to end up practicing when you're finished law school?
As I said before, I think it's kind of too early for me to figure that out. I've got a wide range of interests, and I'm learning that there's a much bigger variety in how to practice law, right? In this sense, we were talking about dealing with prisoners' rights and people after conviction, and there's so many things you can do that don't involve ever setting foot into a courtroom, but perhaps not having a virtual courtroom appearance. And one thing that really interests me is this sort of access to justice problem, the fact that it's so hard to get in contact with a lawyer and so hard to know the law. And that's one thing that really impresses me about this portion of the show with the Know Your Rights, is giving that knowledge and broadening that experience to people who just, you don't even know how to access it. As you were saying, there's a lot of databases that are locked up. So even if you knew how to look something up, you probably wouldn't be able to without getting a lawyer to do it for you.
You know, we're going to be talking about that quite a lot. You're going to be, I'm sure, continuing to do some excellent research for us, and we're going to find ways of helping people navigate the very difficult system that is the justice system. So I wanted to say thank you so much for all the work you've done to date, and assure our listeners that you're going to be helping out as the time goes on. Thanks so much, Justin.
Yeah, thank you, Danielle, and Kelly and Ramya.
Appreciate it so much. All the awesome work, and can't do it without you guys. We'll take a break, wrap up the program. We completed Know Your Rights. We do this every Monday on the program. Stand by. We'll look ahead for tomorrow and see what's coming up on Now with Dave Brandt.
Hi, I'm Red Sale, inviting you to download the latest episode of My Life in Books, where internationally acclaimed authors discuss their lives, their work, and three books that have resonated with them. That's My Life in Books, available wherever you get your AMI podcasts.